Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry, your host, Apostle Joyce. Thank you for His greatness and His mercy. Thank God for His love. Thank God for everything that He is to us. Truly, I thank you for joining with me on this beautiful day that the Lord has created. And thank God for His grace and mercy. Thank God for His love of His Son, Jesus Christ. Truly, I thank God that we soak in His presence. Yes, that soak in His presence by lifting up our hands toward Him and to give Him praise. Because without Him, we can do nothing. It's not about us, it's about God. And we need to remove self. Self is an enemy to God. And we need to deny ourselves and to recognize God, who is our Creator. He is our Creator, who created us in His own image. And I thank God for Jesus. Truly, I thank God for His love. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in His presence, in His righteousness. And we truly thank God for Jesus Christ. Yes, God is love. God gave us His Son, Jesus Christ, to demonstrate His love for us. This morning, I truly thank God, and those who are on your way to work or on your way to the house of God, you probably go to check on somebody who not able to help themselves. You're going to help the shut-ins or help the food bank or whatever God got you to do today for Him. Praise God. That God get the glory. And I truly thank God for everything that He is to us in this hour. And praise His holy name. So God is so good that His mercy endures forever. My brothers and sisters, I truly thank God for the men and women of God today who are on the forefront, sharing the Word of God to those who are able to hear the Word of God. Let's continue to pray for one another. Let's continue to pray for our missionaries who represent their organization to go into the foreign land to help those in need, to set up missionaries, set up mission there to help those who don't know Jesus Christ, to set up school to help those who are able to read, to write, and to know God for themselves. And I truly thank God. Thank God for the intercessors, the prayer warriors. Thank God for the apostles, the pastors, the preachers. Thank God for the bishops, those, hallelujah, who are earnestly trusting in the Lord. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. For the Word of God says, "For God so loved the world that He gave us His Son, His only Son, who went to lay down His life for this world, for this dying world." Because without Jesus, how would we enter into the kingdom of God if it wasn't for the Lord? And we need to acknowledge the Lord in every aspect in our life. This morning, I would like to go into the book of 2 Samuel. And I thank God at the 22nd chapter when David, the son of David, when he was delivered out of the hand of Saul. And Saul was his enemy. Praise God, because Saul was jealous of David. But God took care of David when it comes to his enemy. And there are those right now who are having issues with their enemy. You probably didn't do anything to nobody. You probably didn't mind your own business. And here come the devil. Get into somebody's spirit, praise God, to come against you because you represent Christ. And David just mind his own business, tried to do all he can to please the Lord. He wanted to please God. To whatever God had him to do, he wanted to reverence God and to honor him. But Saul was jealous of David and how God used David in his righteous way. And Saul went against the will of God. Instead of being repentant, he did the opposite. But David was against the enemy. His back was against the wall. He didn't know what to do and how to do it. He didn't know should he turn to the right or to the left. But one thing about it, David relies on the God that he served, a true and living God, a God that we cannot see, but God do exist. And why he exists? Because he created us in his image. He gave us hope. He gave us something that we can hold on, and that's our faith in God. And this is what David said in in 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter. Now on the day the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, talking about David, and from the hand of Saul, David spoke to the Lord the words of this song. He said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my fortress and my sanctuary, my Savior, you save me from violence. I call upon the Lord, who is praiseworthy, and I am saved from my enemies. When the waves of death encompass me, thank God, encompass me, the current of destruction made me afraid. The ropes of shallow were wrapped around me. The snares of death were opposite me. In my distress, I call on the Lord and cry out to my God. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry reached his ears. Then the earth quaked and trembled. The foundation of the heavens rumbled and shook because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils, divine fire from his mouth. Coals blazed forth from him. He bowed the heavens as he came down thick darkness under his feet. He rose upon the chariot as he flew and appeared upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness canopy around him, dark waters and deep clouds of the sky. And I thank God for Jesus. And David had a long words to express himself of God's grace. David realized that God was going to be on his side to fight the enemy on his behalf. See, David did all he could to please Saul, but Saul came against David because of jealousy. You know, God is so good. In this time that we are in, we can turn to God when there is no way out. Jesus Christ is the answer. All we have to do is trust God. You know, he always say on the plate, God is the pilot, I'm the co-pilot. Because without God, we can do nothing. Without God's instruction and direction, we'll be lost. But thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. When David relies on God, he depends on God. Whatever that outcome is, he depends on God. You know, one of my relatives sent me a something on Messenger and always say, don't trust your enemy, your so-called friend, because they are the one who will destroy you. They are the snakes. Praise God. Will put their arm around you, but all the time they put a dagger in your back. How many of you experienced that? When you so shocked and what your friend did to you, they throw you under the bus, per se. Praise God. They will turn up on you. They will betray you like Jesus, like Peter did. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Peter denied the name of God, and Judas betrayed Jesus. Praise God. You got people like that. You need to be very careful and watch yourself with your friend, because everybody that's smiling in your face, praise God, is not your friend. They will betray you. They will thank you, Lord. They will deny you. They will lie on you. Praise God, without no reason. And David, that's what he did. He had to trust God because the enemy was about to tramp over him. And I thank God for Jesus. You got to watch yourself with those around you. You can't tell everybody about your business, because they will take that and will destroy you. They will steal from you when you give people out your information, when it comes to materialistic. But when it comes to God, or the anointing that God placed on your life, you can't even tell your brothers and sisters what God has shared with you. You cannot expose what God had revealed to you, because some people could be jealous of the spirit, how God used you, praise God, and they get jealous and envious of you. Jealousy is a witchcraft spirit, and it can destroy people, praise God, and people die behind because of jealousy. But see, David said, praise God, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my strength, and whom I will trust. That's what God wants us to do. God wants us to trust him and to rely on him. So my brothers and sisters, when you go through a test or trial by fire test, always look to the Father. Look to Jesus, because they know the outcome. They know what to do to intervene for you. So don't let the enemy put your back against the wall. Remember what David did. He looked to the Father for answers. He looked to God for direction. So thank God for Jesus, and watch who's around you. Everybody that smiles your face is not your friend. There are snakes in disguise. So I thank God for Jesus Christ. May the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you, and you have a great and beautiful Saturday. God bless you.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.